Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does it this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, I hope you had a good holiday.
I did, and I hope you had one too.
I had a nice holiday, but it's good to be back to the grind here. And before we go any further, let me clear up the challenge from last week. I said, start with the phrase picnic table, rearrange the letters, and you can spell a seven-letter kitchen furnishing and a four-letter item often used to keep food fresh. What are the words?
Well, if you rearrange those letters, you can spell cabinet and clip. All right, Ian, on May 31st, 1879, the arena at the corner of East 26th Street and Madison Avenue was named Madison Square Garden. The building, constructed in 1874 by P.T. Barnum, was originally called the Great Roman Hippodrome before being leased to bandleader Patrick Gilmore, who named it Gilmore's Garden after himself. In 1879, William Kissam Vanderbilt, grandson of Cornelius Vanderbilt, the railroad magnate, retook control of the property and named it Madison Square Garden. It was the first of four buildings to bear that name. A second one was built on the same site and opened in 1890. The third one opened in 1925 and was located at 8th Avenue and 50th Street, and the fourth one is the current one. To commemorate the naming of the first Madison Square Garden, this week our questions are about gardens.
Okay.
Green spaces known as Kew Gardens and Kensington Gardens, and a district known as Covent Garden, are all in what capital city?
London?
Yep, that's right. And Covent Garden was actually originally a garden, but it's now a popular shopping destination, and it's the home of the Royal Opera House. The 1885 poetry collection A Child's Garden of Verses, which includes poems titled My Shadow and The Lamplighter, the latter of which is likely autobiographical, was published by what author, 2 years after the novel Treasure Island and a year before the short story The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Stevenson, Robert Louis Stevenson.
That's right. The 1979 Caldecott Medal-winning children's book The Garden of Abdul Ghazi was written and illustrated by Chris Van Allsburg. Van Allsburg is also famous for writing Jumanji, which was adapted into a 1995 film starring Robin Williams, and What Book, which was the basis for a 2004 film starring Tom Hanks as a train conductor.
Polar Express, I think.
Yeah, it's called the Polar Express. Very good. The Winter Garden Theater in New York City was until 2015 home to the musical Mamma Mia, and its current tenant is the musical adaptation of the film Beetlejuice. What musical has, to date, called the Winter Garden Theater home for the longest, residing there for 7,485 performances between October 1982 and September 2000, making it the fourth longest-running Broadway musical in history?
Yeah, they definitely got close to Now and Forever. Cats.
That's right. And finally, what chain introduced the Never-Ending Pasta Bowl in 2013 and has since 2014 offered the Never-Ending Pasta Pass, which allows people to purchase it each year to eat all the pasta they want during a 7-week period for $99?
Olive Garden.
That's right. And in 2018, they added a yearly pass for $300.
How do you measure a year?
Well, Ian came off smelling like a rose this week. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions, where you can get another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase garden state. Rearrange the letters to spell a 5-letter word and a 6-letter word that can fill in the blanks in this sentence. The blank kept his baseball player client informed about any potential blank.
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back for a June show this time next week.
We will see you next month.